This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's right. Taking back America. President Trump is standing up for America right now to NATO. That's been ripping us five ways from Sunday. Standing up for truth. In the face of Theresa May telling her exactly what immigration has done to her country and Europe. And President Trump is in London right now. There are some festivities going down, including some Trump protesters. Let's see what our Paul Joseph Watson has to say about them.
Look at this proud member of the resistance. He flipped off Trump's motorcade. So stunning. So brave. Move over, tank man. There's a new protest icon in town. Oh, but wait.
I now believe this was the motorcade on the way to pick him up from Stansted. However, sentiment still very much stands. Middle finger still proudly raised at his rotten administration and everything it represents.
We were basically picking off an inanimate object.
Melania's suitcases and some low-paid drivers who were just trying to do their job. Trump wasn't even in the car. Not all heroes wear capes. Look at this Amnesty International idiot.
So we've just unveiled a giant 15-by-3-meter banner on Vauxhall Bridge facing the new U.S. Embassy.
Yeah, it's so giant that nobody can even tell what it says, and it can't even be seen from the U.S. Embassy. Well done, mate. Bravo. It's about as giant as the size of these anti-Trump protests in Regent's Park and outside Blenheim Palace. And Downing Street, where one person showed up and asked where everyone else was, it was about as loud as the sound coming out of this protester's pathetic plastic whistle.
You want to keep them up all night?
Yeah.
You need to be a bit noisier than that.
The carnival about to begin, folks. Believe me, it's going to be huge.
I don't believe you.
Protesters in the UK have rallied to make Green Day's 2004 hit song, American Idiot, top single charts ahead of President Trump's first official visit.
American Idiot lyrics analysis. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? One nation controlled by the media.
Yeah, sounds like those lyrics were written by Trump. So you got a song to number one that talks about a hysterical media controlling the nation with propaganda, which is Trump's main talking point at every single rally he attends.
The dishonest media. Fake news.
Well done, idiots.
Crappy UK company tries to get free publicity with anti-Trump virtue signaling. Backfires horribly.
We can make 100 of these baby Trump UK visit balloons. Will you buy them?
Well, judging by the responses to this tweet, no one's buying anything from you ever again. So why are you all protesting Trump's visit to the UK?
Because I'm literally a communist.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Did you find Obama deporting 3 million people unconstitable? You
didn't
spit up many fans.
Yes, I did. And that's why.
Where was your protest march against that when he came to the country?
And that's why I also protested.
If you feel so strongly about that, where was your protest march against Obama? If you found that unconscionable too, where was the march?
And that's why I'm literally a communist.
Are you protesting because Trump's a misogynist? Because he said grab them by the pussy 13 years ago. Right, so you must have been up in arms about the arrival of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the UK on a state visit. A man who oversees a regime under which women need male guardian approval to travel or open a bank account. A regime under which women are imprisoned and tortured for not wearing a hijab. A regime which is ranked 141 out of 144 for women's rights. A man who oversees a regime that bombs women and children in Yemen. You must have packed the streets for his arrival, right? Are you protesting because you think Trump's anti-media rhetoric represents a threat to the free press? Right, so you must have been up in arms about the arrival of Turkish President Erdogan to the UK on a state visit. An Islamist dictator who oversees a regime that imprisons more journalists than any other country. A man who, before he even left London on his last visit, called those imprisoned journalists terrorists. A man who has eliminated over 100 media outlets by decree since 2016. A man whose goons beat up protesters in Washington, D.C. You must have packed the streets for his arrival, right? Are you protesting because you think Trump's literally Hitler and is trying to impose it?
All right. That's Paul Joseph Watson. He's going to be joining us at 12:30 Central. Ha, ha, ha. I can sense the supreme victory. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It is Friday, July 13th, 2018. This is the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex Jones, I am Owen Schroyer. And I can sense supreme victory. I don't know about you, but I wanted a worldwide revolution. I don't know about you, but I wanted a revolution against the corruption in American politics. And here we are, smack dab in the middle of our revolution. And you see the minions in the streets, you see the sheeple in the streets, you see the lapdogs and the mockingbird media on television. You see the Democrat Party just outright lying. Truly incredible, as you see President Trump standing up for the United States of America to NATO, telling Theresa May, you have destroyed your country with immigration. Yes, President Trump is the man we elected. And he has now been, I think he's, is he with the Queen now, guys? Do we have that footage? He's arriving in London either way. There is the footage right there. President Trump is getting out of the car and he is set to meet with the Queen. In fact, this is happening. Is this live right now, guys? Will President Trump kiss the Queen? Will Trump kiss a goblin? It does not appear so. We also have Rod Rosenstein announcing a special, what did he call it, guys? A special law announcement or something? So Rosenstein is about to hold a press conference today. Boy, I wonder if this has anything to do with his testimony where he got grilled and seared, and then Peter Strzok's testimony where he got grilled and seared. And I've got tons of clips that we're going to get to from the Peter Strzok testimony. Truly incredible stuff. The story is at InfoWars.com. The evil face of the deep state, the disturbing faces of Peter Strzok. Now, this is actually quite disturbing. I mean, I guess you could probably take any broadcast that we do here and get funny faces, and then we make funny faces. This is like beyond just the funny face that you might capture from anybody doing a live broadcast. This is just strange. This is like, what is this guy? And oh yeah, oh no. And there's this weird gif where he like does like a little shimmy and has like this little wicked smile and he like puckers his lips or something. Everybody here, look. The overall story for me today, and I can equate almost all of the news on the desk that I have here today, is to victory. Victory in our revolutionary war for truth. Victory in our revolutionary war for justice. And while we're not to the finish line, we are just plowing forward right now. So if you're watching the Peter Stroke testimony yesterday, which we're going to have all the clips on the other side, you're seeing how pathetic these people really are. So there's two dynamics happening. The Democrats are being exposed for how partisan and pathetic they are, where they go back to Russia, they go back to kids in cages at the Stroke testimony yesterday. So just total insane behavior, interrupting the Republicans during their time. Just like, you know, a first grader that can't behave themselves, that has to go sit in the back of the room or something. That's what the Democrat Party has now become. But then you think about Peter Stroke and you think this guy was an FBI agent, this nitwit, this fop, this nothing, this nobody. This freak show? This is the guy? This is the guy at the FBI who's investigating Hillary Clinton's email and private server? This is the guy sleeping around with Lisa Page, who's on the Mueller team investigating the Russia probe? This is the guy saying he's going to stop the president? No wonder President Trump has no fear of these people. They're a bunch of losers. They are a bunch of ninnies. Think about it. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, Peter Stroke. You put these people in a room, they can't even hold a candle to Donald Trump. And they're all being exposed right now. And so everything you're seeing is our revolutionary war taking its foothold. That's what this is. You're going to have President Trump for two more years, probably six. Think about that. Another Supreme Court justice. Can you imagine the protest for that? So, all of the news today, I can equate to victory. Now, specifically, you look at these headlines. From Yahoo, fighting fake news with the law. From Associated Free Press, the online battle for the truth. CNN yesterday, YouTube trying to censor fake news, somehow InfoWars still exists. The Guardian, Hillary Clinton attacks Trump for all-out war on truth, facts, and reason. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you the translation for all of these headlines. InfoWars is winning and we don't know what to do. InfoWars news is completely accurate, and we keep being wrong, and we don't know what to do. We've tried to call them fake news. We've tried to call them racist. We've filed a bunch of frivolous lawsuits. We've made a bunch of false claims, and they keep winning. This is not how we made the world to operate. People aren't allowed to have choice when it comes to news. No. If we tell them it's fake news, it's fake news. If we tell them there was a ship sunk in the Gulf of Tonkin, we're going to war. If we tell them there was a lone shooter that killed JFK, they buy it. What is going on here? Well, the American people woke up. And we just started to smell the coffee just in the nick of time to get Donald Trump elected, save us from Hillary Clinton, and now get victory after victory after victory after victory after victory after victory. Feds collect record individual income taxes through June. Okay, let's see. How many records has President Trump had in a year and a half? Record low unemployment. Record low black unemployment. Record low Latino unemployment. Record low female unemployment. Record number of females in his administration. How many different records has he hit him on the jobs market? Record number of jobs growth. Record number GDP growth. Record number stocks market. Just records and records and records and just rewriting the record book. President Donald Trump. And what does the corporate media tell you? Russian hacking. Russian hacking is responsible for your own freedom and your own prosperity. And they can't defeat InfoWars So they keep going back to the fake news. All right, so Rod Rosenstein is now having a live press conference. Guys, let's pause that. We're going to a break now. We're going to carry that on the other side. We'll get to the Peter Stroke clips. But, folks, the growth that you've seen at InfoWars is only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I got to tell you, Alex doesn't talk about this too much, but the new studio that we are building right now is so awesome. It is probably the most advanced high-tech studio in news media. When we reveal this thing, it's going to be incredible, and it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So I salute you, but I urge you, continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will continue to grow. We will continue to manifest our destiny of being the number one news in the world. That's what we do. We change the game. We change the status quo. We have bigger cojones than every other news outlet in the world combined. Get it? And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Last chance, 4th of July super sale, free shipping store-wide, 50% off top-selling items like BrainForce Plus, Supermail, and Super Female Vitality. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. You make it all possible.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Do the
letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're taking America back. That's why the deep state's panicking. And the signs are everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Quite a feeling. Quite a sight to behold. And it's really amazing that so many people are missing out on this entirely. Not us, not you. We will go down as brothers and sisters of history, as patriots that stood up for what's right and fought the good fight. And we will go on till the end. Guaranteed. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. We've got Rod Rosenstein, the swamp creature goblin that a Luke Anon has said has ties to Seth Rich, and I will just leave it at that. You can look at Jack Berkman's press conference and interview with us that I have clips of on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. But regardless, he has called, I guess, some emergency last-second press conference. Nobody seems to know why. But it's President Rod Rosenstein, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the deep state, unelected. He'll bring America down with Peter Schrock and Lisa Page. Let's go to the fake president, Rod Rosenstein.
I don't even know how to work a microphone. I'm the Department of Justice.
The indictment charges 12 Russian military officers by name for conspiring to interfere with the 2020.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Now I know what's going on.
11 of the defendants are charged with conspiring to hack into computers, steal documents, and release those documents.
All right. Pause it. I may have to call an audible here on air. Okay. So I'm guessing this is just the Washington Post audio here that sucks. Have you guys tried to hear the C-SPAN audio? It's all right. We're just wargaming here live on air. Because I know what he's about to say. The C-SPAN is better. Let's just go live to C-SPAN. Because I know what he's going to say here, and this audio is bothering me. So let's just go live to C-SPAN.
There's no allegation that the conspiracy changed the vote count or affected any election result. The special counsel's investigation is ongoing, and there will be no comments on special counsel at this time. Assistant Attorney General John Demers is here with me today because we intend to transition responsibility for this indictment to the Justice Department's National Security Division while we await the apprehension of the defendants. Principal Associate Deputy Attorney General Ed O'Callaghan is also with me, and he's been assisting in managing the special counsel investigation. I want to caution you, the people who speculate about federal investigations usually do not know all of the relevant facts. We do not try cases on television or in congressional hearings. Most of
all right, can we just bring him down for a second? So, but now he's like making an excuse for why they won't give you answers. So this is really incredible what's happening right now. They're bringing back up the Mueller indictments of the Russians, and they assume that the American public is so stupid, they're not even going to know the full story, which is that the Russians already showed up. So now they're apparently saying the military, the Russian military is behind it. Folks, they're going full panic right now. This is unbelievable. They think people are going to buy this, and Trump's about to meet with Putin. Oh, this is so glorious. Let's go back to Rosenstein.
We follow the rule of law, which means that we follow procedures and we reserve judgment. We complete our investigations.
Unless it's Hillary Clinton.
We evaluate all of the relevant evidence.
Unless it's Hillary Clinton.
Before we reach any conclusion.
Unless it's Hillary Clinton.
That is how the American people expect their Department of Justice to operate. And that is how our department is going to operate. In our justice system, everyone who's charged with a crime is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.
Unless you're Trump.
It should go without saying.
So Hillary always who are innocent even when guilty. Trump always guilty even when innocent.
Presumed innocent. The indictment was returned today because prosecutors determined that the evidence was sufficient to present these allegations to a federal
What is this? What is this 1984 universe that I'm living in?
It's based solely on the facts, the law, and Department of Justice policy.
It's like I have nothing left but laughter for this madness.
These allegations earlier this week, the president is fully aware of the department's actions today.
So they're trying to sully President Trump's meeting with Putin coming up next week on Monday. That's what they're trying to do right here. No, don't you meet with Putin. They were trying to hack the election. And, of course, the whole thing is a joke because they're sitting here with this false notion that Trump is actually working for Putin. Do you see how mad this entire thing is? So are they going to go full jump the shark and say, the Russian military hacked the United States election for Donald Trump to win? Is that what they're trying to do here? Because that, I mean, if they're real in their diagnosis of the election being a Russian hack job, then you would assume they have to retreat back to that stance. But they know it's so lunatic, it's just such a lunatic thing that they're not going to do it. And so now they're just going to say, oh, the Russian military hacked Trump. You can't meet with Putin. Don't go meet with Putin. They're hacking us. They're our enemy. Even though they're telling Trump he is Putin's puppet. This is, I mean, I have nothing left but just laughter for this hysteria. This lunatic fringe society that the deep state is trying to foist upon us here. Trump colluded with Russia. Well, I mean, go back to Rose. Let's go back to Rosenstein.
The indictment was returned today because prosecutors determined that the evidence was sufficient to present these allegations to a federal grand jury. Our analysis is based solely on the facts, the law, and Department of Justice policies. I briefed President Trump about these allegations earlier this week. The president is fully aware of the department's actions today. On my remarks, I have not identified the victims. When we confront foreign interference in American elections, it's important for us to avoid thinking politically as Republicans or Democrats, and instead to think patriotically as Americans. Our response must not depend on which side was victimized. The internet allows foreign adversaries.
This is unbelievable. Pause it. Every claim they're making is the Russians hacked the DCCC, the Russians hacked the DNC, the Russians hacked the Hillary campaign. So here he's saying, oh, it's not about the campaign or which side or anything. That's what it's been from the beginning. This whole thing started because of Trump-Russia collusion. I mean, they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes. This is unbelievable. So what is next? I mean, nobody believes this crap. No one. Are you having fun yet or what? Let's go. It's moving downhill. It just keeps picking up more momentum. Oh, but don't worry. It's going to be smashed when it gets to the bottom. Is it Trump-Russia collusion? Is it Russian hacking? What happened to Seth Rich? Who is Rod Rosenstein? Oh, boy. They are in panic mode right now.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, this news breaking right now is so crazy. I'm going to have to take some brain force so I can cover it accurately. I need the crew to bring me some brain force, please. Because I'm telling you, I don't think there is no one else I don't think that's going to tell you what's going on here, folks. Thank you. Ooh, a fresh brain force, too. Look at that. Freshly sealed. 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm about to break all this down, but I'm telling you, I just wanted to take some brain force here to make sure that I'm fully focused and I can do this with focus and accuracy here, because I don't know if there's anywhere else. I mean, there's plenty of places, but with the reach of InfoWars and with the left watching us, monitoring everything we do, I just want to be perfectly coherent with this. I'm gonna knock down two brain force here real quick. Okay. Thank you to the crew for bringing me that brain force. 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all the 5-star ratings for yourself. Okay. This is truly wacky, wild stuff that's happening right here. Rod Rosenstein calls a press conference, to best of my knowledge and everyone here, in the last like 12 hours. We've got it still queued up. We'll go back to it here in a moment. He calls the press conference and he announces that Robert Mueller has indicted 12 Russian officers, and now they're trying to link this to essentially the Russian military is what they're saying. But there's some weird shenanigans happening with this deal. And this is why I'm just trying to stay focused and report this accurately, because it's so Twilight Zone out there. It's almost like I can't even believe what I'm reporting, even though I know it's true. So this headline, Mueller indicts 12 Russian officers for hacking Dems in 2016. Guys, pull up Drudge Report so I can see what Drudge Report headline is right now. And is it this Daily Beast story that I have? Is that a link to the Daily Beast? Okay, so the Drudge headline, Russian military charged with hacking DNC, Hillary campaign, state elections. So they're moving forward now with the Russian hacking claim. Okay, thank you. So now it's linking to Yahoo. So there's a new story on Yahoo from the Associated Press. Okay, so I'm just trying to focus here. Let's rewind the clocks back. What was it? 5-6 months? Maybe more than that? Mueller indicts the 12 Russians and the quote-unquote Russian entities, which were essentially these agencies that was running the quote-unquote social media troll farms, which, by their own admission, and even Rosenstein in this most recent press conference, admit that it was going both ways, pro-Hillary and pro-Trump, anti-Hillary and anti-Trump. So there was no real agenda or plan to manipulate the elections, more to just sow discord in the United States, which the Russians don't need to do. The Democrats are great at that. Obama mastered that for 8 years. But I'm getting off track. Okay, so Mueller indicts those Russians months ago. It's a huge news story. The media celebrates like this is the be-all, end-all. We got them. And then what happens? Well, they really did the indictments for the headlines. They weren't expecting this to actually reach a court. They weren't expecting the Russians to show up. And then, oops, the Russians did show up for court, and the lawyers representing them demanded discovery. What did Robert Mueller do? He balked. He walked away. He then said that he didn't have enough evidence yet so that he couldn't show up in court, even though you don't indict someone until you have all the evidence. So you know he's lying about that. He wasn't expecting the Russians to show up. So what happens? They just leave that case out there, and because that blows up in their face, they retreat, and then they re-indict the same Russians, leave out the agencies, quote-unquote, entities, and then bring in different claims of Russian government hacking, military hacking, with specific sites, and they basically say, we're relaunching a whole new lawsuit because we blew the last one. So we're going to launch a whole new indictment campaign against these Russians. Now they're going to have to re-lawyer up, and we'll see what they do next. But this is just another fake victory, Tokyo Rose, Baghdad Bob of the deep state, trying to tell people, we got the Russians, don't lose faith, Trump's not legitimate, it's all fake, it's all Russian. No, you're all fake. You are the ones that colluded with Russia. With Uranium One, with payments for Bill Clinton, with the fake Russian dossier. You've got egg all over your face, and you're pointing at everyone else and saying, ha ha, look at the egg on your face, when you know damn well it's all over your own. And so here's Rod Rosenstein in a fake victory for the deep state saying we're indicting these 12 Russians that they already indicted, who already showed up in court, and who Mueller balked at. Let's go back to Rosenstein.
The Internet allows foreign adversaries to attack America in new and unexpected ways. Free and fair elections are always hard-fought and contentious. There will always be adversaries who seek to exacerbate our divisions.
Like the Democrats.
And try to confuse, divide, and conquer us.
Democrats.
So long as we are united in our commitment to the values enshrined in the Constitution, they will not succeed. The partisan warfare...
Pause it right there.
...fueled by...
See, I'm telling you. Oh, man, I'll tell you. I have faith in the American people that they're going to see through this. This SOB is sitting here saying that Russia is trying to sow discord and contentiousness in this country, as it's his own fake investigation, his own fake press conference, he and Mueller's fake indictments that are doing just that. The unmitigated nerve of these people tells you they have some serious business that they're trying to divert from. Let's go back to the goblin.
Modern technology does not fairly reflect the grace, dignity, and unity of the American people. The blame for election interference belongs to the criminals who committed election interference. We need to work together to hold the perpetrators accountable. And we need to keep moving forward to preserve our values, protect against future interference, and defend America. I have time to take a few questions.
General Rosenstein, quick question for you, sir.
All right.
Number one, the timing today on the eve of the president's meeting with Putin, can you talk about that? And also, just today, the president described the Mueller investigation as a witch hunt. Your response?
The timing, as I mentioned, is a function of the collection of the facts, the evidence, and the law. And
this is such BS. This is such BS. You're trying to sabotage the Trump-Putin summit, you little weasel.
With regard to the nature of the investigation,
you know what?
I only comment on the evidence. The evidence.
All right, bring him down. Bring him down. Because I want to. So are they now saying, folks? This is breaking right now, and I'm sitting here in studio. I haven't been able to hear the whole press conference. And I've only got one news story, guys. So if somebody wants to print me other news stories on this so I can read up on this. But I'm trying to figure this out. Are they now claiming? So I know that they're claiming that these Russians have hacked the DNC, the DCCC, and the Hillary campaign. Okay, well, they've always been claiming that. So there's nothing really new there. But are they now saying that the Russians actually hacked into the electronic voting machines and rigged the election? Are they now saying that? I mean, the headline on Drudge is implying that. I haven't heard Rosenstein say that. I mean, just say that frankly, but he seems to be tiptoeing around it too. Okay. Are they now going to say the election was illegitimate because Russia hacked it? Are they now going to go full bore with that fake news? All right, well, if they do, let's have a joint campaign for paper ballots again. I don't trust the electronic voting machine, so let's just have paper ballots. If you're going to claim Russia's hacking everything, let's go to paper ballots. Oh, but they won't do that.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Hey. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, it's clearing up to me now. We're all racing around here trying to figure out what the hell's going on. I want to correct something I said in the last segment. It is not the same Russians. It is not the same Russians. This is a new group of Russians.
The news is so crazy.
Story is still the same because the original indictments that I have right here that were filed in the District of Columbia. I don't see a date on this. Okay, yeah, there it is. Filed in February. So this is the original Mueller Russia indictment that they celebrated that was filed in February. And these Russians, the quote-unquote troll farms, these Russians were indicted by Mueller, showed up in court, demanded discovery. Mueller balked, walked away, and you never heard anything more from this case at all. Okay. Now, again, I inaccurately reported in the last segment that it was the same 12 Russians in the new indictments. That is not true. I now have the indictment in front of me, and it is 12 totally different Russians. Now, briefing through this in the break, it's pretty much exactly what you would expect. They're claiming that the Russian military with these 12 people engaged in hacking U.S. elections, hacking the Democrats. So they don't mention anything to my knowledge in going through this briefly about any hacking of Republicans or attempted hacking of Republicans. So I'm not sure if that's because none of that happened or if they were unable to do so. But they're saying they hacked the DNC, the DCCC, the Hillary campaign, and working with WikiLeaks, DC Leaks, and Guccifer 2.0, they staged the release of said documents to the public to, quote, interfere in the United States elections. Now, let's say that that is accurate information. Let's take this report for what it is and say that's accurate information. Well, I would say thank you, Russia. How about you? Why would the documents have affected the election so much unless it exposed corruption from inside the Democrat Party and the Hillary Clinton campaign, which it did? Now, whether you believe these indictments are real or not, and these people were behind the hacking, it doesn't matter, because the documents got out, we read them, we saw the emails, we know who Hillary is, we know who the Democrats are. That doesn't change. But they think they can divert the attention off of all of their corruption by crying Russian collusion, Trump's Russian, Trump never won the presidency. Even though they are the ones that tried to rig the election, they are the ones that did rig the primary, and it's a joke. I mean, this is insane. President Trump goes from city to city and gets tens of thousands of people to come out to hear him speak. That is the president of the United States. There is no one else. There is no Russians organizing tens of thousands of people to see Donald Trump. That's Donald frickin' Trump. That's the U.S. of A. And you think you can distract us with some Russian collusion bullcrap? You're going to tell us that the Second American Revolution is some Russian front? Bogus. Bull. This is America standing up to you. And I don't care if it was Russia that hacked them, if it was Seth Rich that hacked them, if it was Guccifer that hacked them, if it was someone sitting in their couch, 300-pound hacker. I don't care who it was. We got them. We caught all of you. We caught Peter Stroke. We caught Rod Rosenstein. We caught the Democrats. We're not going to be distracted by your stupid frickin' indictments. let's review some of these headlines here. This is NBC. I don't know the date. This is older news, though. Russians penetrated U.S. voter systems, top U.S. official says. Another one. Indiana joins Idaho claiming DHS tried to hack their election systems. Another one. Again, these are all old stories. Homeland Security tried to attempt hack of Georgia's election database. So you had a series of those. But then you had DHS come out and say, no, we have no intelligence that anybody hacked these systems or compromised these states' voting systems. And now they're tiptoeing around that narrative. As far as I can see, they're not committing to it, but they want you to think that's what happened. Show me the red wave. Put the red wave full screen. Give me the red wave full screen. Give me full screen. No. I want just the red wave. This is what you get, ladies and gentlemen. This is the future of America. We are standing up together. The Democrat Party is dead. The left has gone totally insane. The red wave is coming. And so on the eve of Trump meeting with Putin, they come out with this fake indictment over these Russians with this fake narrative. On the eve of the United States of America coming back, breaking the shackles, they tell you it's all a Russian collusion story. Nothing to see here. Guess what? We're not buying it. And on the eve of the midterm elections, what do? They make sure that they have their people own all of the proprietary software that gets installed on the electronic voting machines so that they can rig the final outcome. But watch what happens next when they go totally insane and claim the Russians are hacking the electronic voting machines, and then we have to go back to paper ballots. They don't want that. If you had a paper ballot election, Donald Trump would win 80 million to, I don't know, 20 million. Wouldn't even be close. And they know it. And they've cornered themselves. All right. Let's go back to Rod Rosenstein here to conclude this segment. The goblin creature foisting fake news upon us today.
Comment on the evidence. The evidence that reflects is reflected in our indictments and in our charges represents a determination by prosecutors and agents without regard to politics that we believe the evidence is sufficient.
Speech like Obama
of the charges.
Harry, yes, Deputy Attorney General, I know you've talked about the fact that, in your view, the evidence doesn't show any votes were changed as a result of this hacking. But you did say that a company used as a pass-through coordinated with these defendants to enhance the timing of the release and the impact on the election. Can you talk a little bit about what the evidence you have shows in that respect?
So what I've talked about today is what is alleged in the indictment.
Alleged.
We know that, according to the allegations in the indictment, the goal of the
allegations,
impact in the elections, what impact they may have had, or what their motivation
you
may
have
been,
nothing.
Independently of what's required to.
You have nothing, you little twit.
It's a matter of speculation. That's not our responsibility. What I said is there's no allegation in the indictment about it, and that's not.
Oh,
we're
shaking these losers off our backs.
In terms of the state election information, you said about 500,000 voters information was collected. Is there any evidence that what the Russians did with that information? And is there any evidence of other states being successfully penetrated by the Russians?
I think that it's important for you to understand what I've told you are the allegations that are included in the indictment. The FBI and other intelligence community agencies.
Now, if there was a real journalist in this media scrum right here, they'd say, Nitwit Rosenstein, do you plan on launching any investigations upon the damning exposure that was in the actual documents that was released, the rigging of the primaries, the rigging of the presidential debates? Do you plan on doing any investigations into what was exposed from those documents, or are you just going to let Hillary slide again?
Share any relevant intelligence with all of our partners. It would take a longer time to talk about this, but there is a concerted and organized effort by the federal government to make sure that we do deter and prevent any sort of cyber attacks on our elections, and that we highly
let's go to paper ballots
systems to prevent against
yeah.
any kind of intrusions.
Let's go to paper ballots. See, but this is what they're going to do. We're going to break now. You can take them out. This is what they're going to do then. Now they're going to try to say that DHS has to run all elections. The states and local governments don't get to even monitor them at all. They're going to give it all over to the federal government. That's what he just said. This is how they're going to rig the next election. You're going to get beat, man. You keep fighting. You keep digging yourself a hole deeper and deeper, don't you? You just can't give up. You just can't let go. You just had to drown this country, didn't you? You just had to choke us to death, didn't you? And now that we're breathing and swinging back, you still think you have us in your clutches. You don't! We're free!
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.